Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. First, how do U.S. Christian families navigate political turmoil? Stick around to find out. Later, collaboration furthers the Great Commission. America is reeling after a would-be assassin tried to kill former President Donald Trump at a political rally on Saturday. There are still many questions that need answers, but now is a critical moment in U.S. history, and Christians have a choice to make. How will we represent Christ in this time of fear, anger, and division? Greg Yoder at Keys for Kids Ministry says,
"When we see what happened with President Trump, and you see what's even happening right now at the convention, there is a cry for unity because this political situation has gotten so high-pitched and has become so dangerous, really, in this situation that now everybody's trying to kind of ratchet it down. And I think this is a good thing. This is a good time for us to be able to share what Jesus says about having no fear.
Remember where true peace and hope comes from today and share it with others.
When was the last time that we prayed that God would put someone in our lives that we can share the gospel with? And I think that's kind of the important thing that I'd like to share here is that if we're not focusing on sharing the gospel with people around us, whether it be our neighbors or family or whatever, and doing it out of love, we're never going to have an opportunity.
Find Keys for Kids gospel resources at missionnews.org.
We are Keys for Kids. We want to make sure that we're telling kids about the eternal hope that we have in Jesus Christ that's found in Him alone, that we can only have that satisfaction in Christ.
Turning now to Pakistan, another young Christian is sentenced to death under the country's notorious blasphemy laws. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
"The blasphemy laws are unjust. There is kind of a presumption of guilt instead of a presumption of innocence."
The 27-year-old believer allegedly shared a photo of a damaged Quran on TikTok following widespread attacks on the Christian community last August. Even though the young man did not create the image, the court said it was blasphemous and worthy of a death sentence. Believers accused of blasphemy often face mob justice before they ever step foot in a courtroom. Such was the case of an elderly Christian businessman beaten to death by a mob in May.
Thankfully, the police arrested members of the mob and were trying to hold them accountable. But then you have rallies in support of more vigilante violence against religious minorities.
At least 103 people have been charged with blasphemy between January and June of this year, according to the Pakistan-based Center for Social Justice, CSJ.
There needs to be some kind of a change to these blasphemy laws and the way they're enforced, and a return to the rule of law instead of the rule of the mob.
Ask the Lord to strengthen and encourage persecuted believers in Pakistan. And finally, Unknown Nations partners with Mega Voice to bring more audio Bibles to unreached people groups. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations says Christians must work together to carry out the Great Commission.
These type of collaborations are critical. It allows Unknown Nations to focus on its sweet spot, which is distribution and building distribution networks within the unreached areas of the world. Mega Voice creates the hardware and the devices. Faith Comes by Hearing creates the audio tools themselves and the recordings.
Unknown Nations Audio Bible Ministry distributes audio Bibles in areas with no gospel presence.
Two-thirds of the world's population are oral learners, which means they prefer to learn in a non-literate way. Listening through the ears is going to be the gateway to the heart when it comes to the Word of God in these places.
Pray for God to bless the efforts of Unknown Nations and Megavoice as they work together to spread the gospel to unreached people groups.
Whether you're in the remote bush of Africa or in the mountains of the Himalayas, and they look at you and they say through a translator, "Your God speaks my language." Fewer words that are sweeter to the ears than when you hear that.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
If somebody is an oral learner, there needs to be another way for the Word of God to hit this person's heart. Looking at the collaborations like a Mega Voice and an Unknown Nations is a great example of that.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn. You can now also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.